Here at the Empowerment Zone, we are all about empowerment. And today, we are empowering women.
Welcome to the Empowerment Zone with Ramona Houston, where we zone in on Black and Brown relations and our journey to empowering our communities.
Women, as you know, the first step in empowerment is this. We need to get our minds right. So many times the chatter in our minds rob us of our desire to live to our fullest potential. But it is a new day. Now is the time for women to embrace our power and be the queens we are created to be. Karen KJ Johnson is here to help us in our journey to be our best selves. Today, Karen will show women how to build our executive presence. We got to show up, queens. Karen KJ Johnson is a global brand strategist, founder and CEO of KJ Strategy Design Studio, a brand development consultancy helping high-achieving women of color to build their brand. KJ has over 25 years of business experience in both the for-profit and nonprofit sectors. KJ was recently appointed as the executive director for Dress for Success Dallas. Her other projects include hosting her weekly radio show, The Brand I Am, and writing her next book entitled Her Brand, Her Way. KJ currently resides in Dallas, Texas, has a brilliant grown son, Chester, a beautiful glam daughter, Legacy, and yes, you guessed it, she's an avid Dallas Cowboy fan. Welcome, Karen, to the Empowerment Zone. So, Karen, tell us a little bit about how did you get into branding and success for particularly for women of color?
Yes. You know what, Rona? And that's a great question. And I love it. Right. So I have over 30 years of corporate experience. Right. So I work for major corporations. Right. You may have heard called Verizon. I also worked for, you know, one of the largest senior housing organization called Holiday. And then I also worked for Brinks. Right. The armored trucks that carries millions and millions of dollars. Right. If you will. And you know what, Ramona, one of the things. Right. I was an instructor. So I was always teaching individuals, right, about how they need to present themselves when they get ready to negotiate a contract. And for years, I fought, like, seriously going into branding because I was like, no, everybody is doing that. You know, we hear it over and over and over. You know, why do that? But here's the deal. The Lord always knows the path that you're supposed to take. And you know what? He caused me to get laid off from my job. And, you know, I actually had a speaking engagement. I went and spoke, got a standing ovation. And at that time, a young lady stood up and prophesied, and she said, KJ, in a year, your business will blow up. And so it really just took a big turn because what I learned that over my 30 years, right, being in corporate America, I couldn't break the glass ceiling. I really couldn't. And I was always trying to figure out why I couldn't, because I knew that I was operating in my gift of teaching. And, you know, it just wouldn't happen. But I later learned it was because really God was directing me in a path to really be able to help Black and Brown women really understand the power of who they are. And they don't have to always work for someone, right? You got to understand that sometimes it really calls, right, for you to do your own thing. Not saying that you can't work for people, because you can and still do what he's called you to do. But the key is to really hear exactly what he's telling you to do. So that's really how I got into this thing. You know, I almost want to say it was by accident, but it wasn't. It was truly by divine, right, by divine design, if you will.
That's it. That's it. And there's nothing like being directed by the universe, right? To really get into your purpose and what mm-hmm. you're here to accomplish as a spirit on this earth.
So you're here to talk about your topic is executive presence, show up queens, which you know, that was a great segue about how you're here to help Black and Brown women. And we here at the Empowerment Zone podcast are we're all about empowerment. So let's get into that topic.
Sure.
So how do you help women, and what do you mean by show up queens?
Yeah, you know what, Ramona, one of the things that I've learned, right, because I'm a Black sister, is that many times we know that we're talented, but we tend to play small. And when I say play small, we take on that supporting actress role, mm-hmm. because, you know, that's where I'm operating today. I'm comfortable, right? You know, yeah, I know my stuff. A few people know what I do. So I just kind of like to just stay right here, right? And so we always taken on that supporting actress role when we really have been called to lead. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we and I know what it is, Ramona, it's this thing called fear. And I tell people that fear simply means false emotions appearing real. Mm-hmm. False emotions appearing real, right? So KJ, what do you mean by that? It simply means that we make stuff up that doesn't exist, that it scares us so that it stops us in our tracks from taking the next step. Right. And so what we have to start doing is we got to start showing up. Right. You got to come from behind. You know, I hear women all this, especially Brown and Black women. Right. We love to say this. Oh, you know what? I'm really not an out front type person. You know, I like working behind the scenes. You know, I like working behind the scenes. But the deal of it is, it's time for us to come out from behind the scenes and really own and embrace, right, the essence of who we are, because we are truly powerful women. You know, there's a stigma out there, right, on strong Black women, right? And it's a negative one, right? And I really try to help us to understand, no. It's not negative. You are strong, right? You are powerful. Own that. We make, Ramona, women make 90% of the decisions in the household. And if you can do that, you can make 90% of the decisions in a business.
Say that. You know, I really like your concept about, you know, Black and Brown women, we take on that role of supporting actress because mm-hmm. of our own fears, and that mm-hmm. we've got to really own and embrace our power. I love that. And I think it's not only our own fears about being out front, but I really think it's also a part of us dimming our light, you know, to make other people feel comfortable, you know. And Marianne Williamson has a great quote about that, even though Nelson Mandela gets credited with that quote.
Yeah.
She has this great quote about don't dim your light to make other folks feel comfortable. And then sometimes we're afraid of our own light, which exactly. you're talking about. And those mm-hmm. 90% of the decisions of the household, hey, we can work and make those decisions on the job too, you know? So I really, really like yes. us moving from supporting actresses to the lead roles, right?
To the lead role, yes. Yes, and you know what? Because we are leaders. We're natural born leaders, right? And why is that, right? Our history tells us that we had to start being really the leader in our household. Why? Because, right, when you go even back to slavery, our men were stripped of who they are. You understand what I'm saying? And so we had to, look, we came out of the supportive role then, mm-hmm, right, mm-hmm, and stepped mm-hmm. into that lead role. And so what we have to do is just continue to do that. Because sometimes, right, as women, we think that, you know, making the business decisions, well, no, that's a little bit more challenging. That's a little bit more difficult, right, in doing so. But, you know, we also have learned that when women make the decisions, corporations actually run better. Right? When we make the decisions, and why is that? Because as women, watch this, we're natural nurturers, right? Mm-hmm. What does that mean? We automatically gonna take care of the next person. Mm-hmm. We automatically gonna take care of our family. And when we do that, what's happening? You're taking care of the community, right? And when people are taken care of, Ramona, what happens? People tend to, look, if you get a pat on the back, that you're doing a great job and mm-hmm. didn't have to ask for it, what happens?
Yep.
You end up wanting to do more.
Yep, that's it.
So when women can get other, it's a slight influence, really, right? It's just influencing people to operate. Watch what's happening. We're telling you to operate in your genius.
Yes.
Operate in your zone of genius. And when you do that, right, it flourishes. And that's what it's about. And so as queens, we got to understand that, right? We got to understand, you got to step into your zone of genius, right? You helping other people to operate in their area of genius, right? And when you do that, again, you feel good, right? You contributing to society, right? And at the end of the day, everybody just wants to have a fair shake. And that's what that allows us to do as a community.
That's it. And I'm glad you put it in context when you look at the not only the historical context, but also the cultural context.
Sure.
In terms of the experiences of African-American mm-hmm. and Latino women. You know, we do, as you talked about the history of slavery with me being a historian, you know, I know all about that, but also when you look at cultural history, mm-hmm. I mean, it in the cultural context, you have this whole dynamic of the machismo going on in the Latin American or the Latino community. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of women feel like they have to, you know, be less than because True. Of the mm-hmm. some of the cultural aspects of the community. But I love the way you stated that we have to learn how to operate in our genius. But before we even operate in our genius, we got to embrace our genius, right?
Right. Which is so true, right? And Ramona, right, how do we do that? I tell you, just start taking one step at a time. Mm-hmm. Just start taking one step at a time, because the more you do it, the more comfortable you get in doing it. And the more comfortable you get in doing it, watch what's happening. You build confidence, mm-hmm. right? You build momentum to do the next thing. And that's really the key. For so many of us, we keep saying, well, I'm a start when I lose 25 pounds. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm a start, you know, when I buy a house. Well, I'm a start, you know, we have all of these, you know, things that we say we need to do, when, you know what, the best time to start doing is now.
That's it. Right now, today. Mm-hmm. Totally agree with you on that, that there's nothing like the time of now,
right,
to begin. And a lot of times we end up delaying our success and pushing it back further and further because of the decisions that we make today.
Yeah.
And not really recognizing the fact that the decisions we make today impact our tomorrows, right?
Right.
So that's why it's so important for us to operate in our genius on a daily basis.
Exactly.
And like you said, build that confidence, mm-hmm. build that momentum as you go, because the more you do, the better you get, right?
You
learn by doing.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, I had a talk the other day. I had to speak on an event, and it was their 5-year anniversary. And one of the things that I said, right, it's been 1,825 months. I don't know, it ended up being 2,628,000 minutes, right? And my whole point, right, is that it's been 5 years probably since you knew that you should have been doing something, right? But you still haven't done it. Mm-hmm. Right. And, mm-hmm. And, you know, and why? Because of this thing, procrastination, because we think that we need to be perfect in some form or fashion, you know, but I want us to really understand that perfection does not exist. Mm-hmm. You got to own and embrace. I posted about this the other day. You have to own and embrace all of you, no matter how imperfect you may say that it is. Mm-hmm. Right? Because if you allow those things to prevent you from moving forward, you're actually robbing yourself and someone else who was meant to learn from your very imperfections. You understand what I'm saying? And that's what we don't get, right? We try to be, because of media itself, because of magazines, we see this perfect picture, and then therefore we are trying to be perfect and not deliver on what the universe has told us to do, which is why we continue to stay in that supportive role. You understand what I'm saying? So because of all of that, and in comparing yourself to that, it causes you to belittle yourself. I tell people all the time, the number one thing that stands in all queens' way is self-negative talk. Mm-hmm. It's the number one enemy that stands between you and quote unquote success, right? Stands between you and your goals that you want to achieve because of negative self-talk. And what we have to understand is coming every day, every moment of the day, but you got to talk yourself down off the ledge every time.
That's it. Yeah. That's it. And all of us have this chatter going on in our minds that we have these negative ideas. You know, some people call it the imposter syndrome, you know, and even the queen herself, Michelle Obama, said that she suffers from imposter syndrome. So, you know, we really have to deal with this whole idea of perfectionism and get rid of that chatter. And we there are ways to get rid of that chatter. You deny denials, right? You say this is not true, but at the same time, mm-hmm. you affirm who you are.
Exactly.
And the mind cannot focus on two things simultaneously. Mm-hmm. So you have to either, you're going to either focus on your imperfections or you're going to focus on, hey, this is my vision. This is my purpose. And this is what I need to, this is what I need to do. And
and
focus on where you want to go and stop looking at all these images and comparing yourself to others and just say, accept who you are in your own personal genius.
That's right. That's right. You know, and I tell people, Ramona, all the time, you know, we write down, you know, we got our vision boards, you know, we got our, you know, positive statements, writing all of these things and our goals and all those things of what we want to do. The problem with those is that most times they're in a book, they're mm-hmm. in a journal mm-hmm. that has been closed, mm-hmm. put away, and then you don't see it. Mm-hmm. Right. Or your vision board is now behind your bed, mm-hmm. on the side of your bed, mm-hmm. in the closet. Right. And so what's happening? You got to keep these things front of mind, right, to remind you, right, a word that's used over and over again, you know, which you have to, is intention. But I tell people, right, that you can be intentional, right, and still not get things done.
Explain.
Right. So, I got a perfect example. Right. So over the last 2 weeks, I have told myself, KJ, you need to rise at 5 a.m. Every morning. Get up at 5 a.m. Right. Great intentions when I get ready to go to bed. Great intentions. I'm going to get up. I'm going to do it. But when the alarm goes off, mm-hmm. I'll be like, mm-hmm. I ain't got to get up right now. Not really. So I snooze, you know, or I reset the alarm for 6. You understand what I'm saying? So intentions, you know, I get it. But at the end of the day, if you really want to do something, you just got to do it. You got to do it whether you feel like it or not. Mm-hmm. Right. And so I always talk about, right? You got to sacrifice. You got to sacrifice today for the things that you want in the future. You understand what I'm saying? And that's really the key, right? So, you know, I remind myself, you know, I'm a fan of the Dallas Cowboys. You know, I was super excited about that, right? And I think about the players, you know, that, you know, they got to get up and not just go to practice, but they got to go to the gym on their own time to keep their bodies in shape. You understand what I'm saying? And that's a will. You know what I'm saying? That's a sacrifice, right? Because they could be doing so many other things too, just like we do, right? And so a lot of times we don't understand is you got to do more than intentions. You got to sacrifice, right? And really just do what needs to be done if the goal is to achieve, right, whatever you've set out for yourself.
And that's it. You've got to combine intention and action. Right. You got to have both intention right. and action. And, you know, and the way we do this, like you said, is by renewing our mind on a daily basis. We got to keep our mind right at all times. Exactly. And there's no the thing about life is every day is a new day and mm-hmm. you can make a choice to sleep. Like you just stated, but you can make a choice to get up and do right. And act.
Right.
And
exactly.
so it's so important for us to recognize that the transformation of your mind is a daily practice. It's not something you do one time. It, you know, it's going to be not only your mind, mm-hmm. your own mind, the chatter mm-hmm. in your own mind, but you're right. also going to have things that happen to you in life mm-hmm. that kind of make you question and make you negative. And therefore you have to get back on the yeah. right path and your intention and your actual action.
Exactly.
Well, I have thoroughly enjoyed talking to you today. So before we go, can you give our audience, what are some strategies you would give our audience so that they show up as queens on a daily basis?
I love that. You know what? One of the things, right, that I would tell you is if you don't have this, you need to, and that is write down your core values, right? What are those principles that you live by regardless, right? No matter what. And so when things come up, somebody is asking you to do something, whatever the case may be, right? Align it up against, right? Measure it against your values, right? Because again, as women, here's the thing. We hate to tell people no. Mm-hmm. We hate to tell people no, mm-hmm. right? And so one of the things that I'm telling you here is you have to say no if you are to meet the things that you say you need to do. Right. Mm-hmm. The goals that you want to do, you have to make sure you do that. So I'll tell you, right, write down your values, your non-negotiables, and make sure you measure, measure everything against your values. The second thing, Ramona, that I tell us that we need to do is set boundaries. Mm-hmm. Set boundaries. And here's the key about setting boundaries. Don't expect everybody else, right, to align with your boundaries. Like they're going to do whatever it is that you've set. For example, between 8 and 10, I'm going to work on my book. Don't nobody bother me, right? But if somebody comes in during that time, it's up to you mm-hmm. to reiterate, this is boundary time, mama, sister, whoever it is, right? This is my time to make sure we're writing on the book. As long as ain't nobody dying.
Well, you know, I have a friend, I have a colleague, Dr. Danny Black. He's put out quite a few books actually. And yes. He says during his writing time, he shuts it down. He says he does not allow anybody to talk to him. And he said, including death. He said, that's his time. And he has right. been productive because he set those boundaries, but it's just funny. It's funny. He said, I find out they died after I get out of my time. So some people is deaf too. But right. yeah, those are great, great strategies. Write yes. down core values. Be willing to say no sometimes and then mm-hmm. set your boundaries so
exactly.
that you can accomplish the goals that you set out to accomplish, and you can show up as a queen every day so that you can make sure that you're an executive, right? Executive presence in no matter what you do.
That's right.
Thank you so much, Karen, for joining us. Before you go, please let us know, how would our audience contact you if they're interested in getting in touch?
Yeah. So again, you can, you know, go to any social media. I probably shouldn't have said that though, but LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, you can find me by my name, Karen KJ Johnson. You can definitely visit my website, which is kjsdstudio.com. And then if you just want to actually just email me, you can do that as well. You can email me at kjsdstudio@gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Karen. I enjoyed our conversation.
Awesome.
A special thank you to the incredible team of the Empowerment Zone. Terry Ungully, theme song. NADWORKS, digital support. And of course, our featured guest.
If you enjoyed my podcast, please subscribe. We are on all of your favorite podcast platforms. Be sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts too. Thank you for your continued support.